He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in amazing color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 493. Interesting, functional, useful gadget today. I hope you'll find that enjoyable. I use this almost every day. Interesting gadget. And of course, we have some apps of the day. So before we get started, I want to tell everyone that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I promise I will answer all my email. So there you go. Okay, let's take a look at what we have today. Interesting gadget for sure. This is made by a company called SOG, S-O-G. They've been around for a long, long time. They make a huge variety of all kinds of multi-tools. I am a big fan of multi-tools. I have been using the Leatherman since the day it came out. I still have my original one, although there have been some tremendous new improvisations, if you will, that have made the Leatherman even better and better and better. However, all that said, SOG or SOG is every bit as good and in many cases more functional than the Leatherman. It really depends upon what kind of tools you want in these multi-purpose tools. Now, this is called the SOG Baton Q4, and this is a picture of it here, and this is a multi-purpose tool. These are small portable tools that you could put in your pocket or even your shirt pocket, although this one you can put in your shirt pocket. It might rip it because it's a little heavy, but this is a great, great tool, and there's a feature on here that I absolutely love. So, as you can see, it has a multi-purpose blade here with a knife, a file. Everybody needs a bottle opener, a screwdriver. And this is the device right here that I absolutely love. And right here, we'll talk about that in a minute. I'm going to show you something. Please take note of this photograph, the tool, and then your accessory tool. So, there's different views of this. This is it. This is the tool folded up. This is the tool with the accessories. There's your really heavy duty, high quality pliers and wire cutters there. This is the part that I love. We'll talk about that in a second. And of course, these are your functional utility blades. This has a price tag on Amazon for $40. However, if you don't want to pay the full $40 at Amazon, you are welcome to go to Home Depot and find the exact same tool for $70.49. So the choice is yours. But let's go back to the one here at Amazon for $40. And actually, let's take a look at camera three and take a close-up of the actual tool. It's pretty neat. So here we have the tool. As you could see, it comes in a very nice leather pouch, if you will. It's very nicely wrapped. And let's open this up. Pretty simple. This is a magnetic close here. It's not Velcro, so this just pops open. And there it is in the package. You'll notice here that they have all the little utility blades here, screwdrivers, Allen types of things, hexes, Phillips, slot, whatever you want is right here. And this tray will slide out, and then you pick the actual tool that you want. And they give you a very good selection of tools there. So we'll put this right back in this leather pouch. Here's the actual tool itself. And very, very high quality. Definitely very well made. This is called the Q4. Also on the front of it here, They have a nice clip that you can clip this into your pocket, or if you want to put the device in your shirt pocket, this clip is good. Now, I must tell you right off the bat, this is heavy. It's significantly more heavy than its brother, the Q2. I use both of these tools. This Q2 is obviously more pencil-like. It's lighter. We talked about this several weeks ago. It has a very nice knife that you just pull to the side here, and that will cut whoever, I mean, whatever you want. And it also has a screwdriver, and of course, here it has the flashlight. So this is a completely different tool, definitely more portable. So let's talk about this puppy while we have it here. Again, very nicely engineered, really well done. The way this works is quite simple. You pull this and pull it again, and now you have, as I said, a very heavy-duty pliers, a very sharp, heavy-duty wire cutter right in there that will cut whatever you want. I like this tool because it's more like a needle nose or a long nose pliers. Great gripping tool if you want to grab something and turn it in there. Definitely edged and works quite well. Definitely some play in here, which is what you want. Nicely done. And this basically will just go back like so. Very simple. Now, your blades, of course, will be on the top here, and basically you're just going to pull out whatever blade it is that you want. So they have your knives and, you know, the typical things, and what's nice is they slot it right here. You can see these indentations, and these will allow you to fairly easily pull out the tools that you want. Just be careful when you pull them out. It's a knife. Yeah, you can get hurt. But these are razor sharp steel, high quality tools. Now, the part that I just absolutely love is right here. Okay, folks, this has a built-in screw set right here, screw bit. Crazily enough, you're going to need a screwdriver or some other implement to dig it out of here because it's in there pretty tight, which is good. You don't want to lose it. Or you can go to the accessory slot, and the same thing. You're going to need a tool to pick these out of here unless you have real small fingers and real sharp nails. I can't get them out. So you can use a pen point or whatever. It will come out. So here's the part that I like. This will just slide in there, and it makes really good tension. And there you have a nice screwdriver with a nice handle on it. Very nice. Here's the part that I absolutely love, and one of the reasons I got this tool. This button right here goes left or right, is a ratchet. So I'm able to basically, I don't know if you can hear that. We'll put it up to the microphone. So this is a ratchet, and you can make it go forward, left or right to open or close. That feature is wonderful, and this has helped me so many times. Portable, I could fit it in my pocket, and I have the ability to have a great ratchet set in here. The tool pops out easily and very easily goes back into the slot. There is no way that's going to fall out. However, you're not going to be able to get this tool out unless you have some kind of a device, a good pen with a sharp tip to pull that out. As you can see, even with the screwdriver, that puppy is in there. Not a big deal. The only thing that I don't like about it, and it is what it is, this is heavy. You put this in your pocket, your shirt pocket, it's definitely going to be heavy and awkward, if you will. So I would put this in my pants pocket or in my toolbox or in my glove compartment. And you know what? I got a real nice setup there. This is a great carrying case. It's leather. I don't know how long it's going to last because it's, you know, it's leather, and this is a, you know, a heavy duty tool. This slides in here like so. It just closes, and it has, as I said, a magnetic top. And there you go. So nice tool, nicely made, and I definitely, by all means, like this. So there you have it, the SOG SOG Baton Q4. I love this tool. $39.99, call it $40, on Prime. Very well made, very, very functional, a great multi-tool to have in your arsenal. Highly recommended. It was on sale for, I think, $28. a couple months ago on Slick Deals, slickdeals.com. I have not seen it on sale since that time, but even so, if you want a good multi-purpose tool that won't fall apart, SOG is definitely one of those brands that I highly recommend. Okay. Let's get on to some kind of news of the day. This product I came across at CES, I saw this, and I really like it. It's called a thumb-sized, unbreakable, waterproof, solid-state drive, and it's made by Yanko Design. Let's take a look, if we can, at the video here. So there you have it, a real interesting device. You can read all up about it. This is $79, at least at the moment, and they're actually raising money for this product, so it's not something I believe that you can get at the moment, but I'm probably going to get one or at least check into the company. Interesting device. That may be the future of what's coming. So I'll keep you posted on that. Okay, let's get into some apps of the day. This is called Phone Drive Lite. They make a phone drive heavy, cost you a tad of money, not a lot. This does have, as all the apps today do have, offers in-app purchases. So if you're using any of these, the free parts, usually they'll get you by. If you really like the app and want some of the advanced features, and obviously it's your choice to pay for that or not. But the free version is pretty good. What is this? You can now use your iOS device as a portable wireless flash drive, introducing Phone Drive File Manager. Phone Drives allows you to store and view and manage all your files on your iPhone or iPad. A very handy app, let me tell you. You can connect to your phone drive from any Mac or PC over the Wi-Fi network and transfer files by dragging and dropping them. I love that feature. It's really nice. You can bring it up on your computer screen and you just drag and drop, transfer the files, videos, photos, whatever it may be. A very handy, very functional app. This is totally free. It also has a built-in PDF reader, which I also enjoy. This is a nice app, and it gets 4.6 stars out of 5, so obviously another a lot of other people actually enjoy this app. This next app is something that I love, I use. It's going to cost you $2. It's worth it. At least to me, it's worth it. This is called Paper, and it's a texture and tool for you to use for anything that you're writing or designing or for artwork or for photo backgrounds. It's really nice. From quick sketches to note-taking to inspiration, Paper is the simplest way to connect to capture your ideas and dreams, enhanced with added dimension and the richness of rich, full textured papers. It's really a nice app. It's good if you like to doodle, take notes, and again, do creative types of things. Check out the app, see if it's for you. It does a nice job, and I've used this for quite some time. I do enjoy it. Now, this next app, at least right now, as of this viewing, as of this show today, this is called Lomograph. This app is typically, I think, $2 or $3. It's free at the moment. But if you want to schnazz up your photography, and I suggest that you do, You can go into this app and it will create randomly all kinds of effects, actually over 1,000 different effects. You don't have to be a photographer or a creative artist to do this. You're just literally going to click a button and, oh, I like that, and then you're done. Also allows you to put text over photographs and things like that. Very nice app, a lot of fun, especially if you like that Lomographic style, if you will. So definitely check that out. This next app is called QR Kit Pro. This is an excellent app. I love this. This is a app that will allow you to both scan QR codes and create your own. It's free and it does a wonderful, wonderful job. Generate QR codes with various colors, logos. You can scan and save the data of this QR code. You can email it to anybody. You can document easily your QR kits just by scanning it in. And what it allows you to do, if you have any situation where you need to send a simple brochure, a letter, whatever, a mailing to a group of people, or even on your smartphone, just send them the QR code. They scan it in and it will bring them to the website. It will bring them to the document, to the video, whatever you want. And you can customize that, adding your own logo, your own signature, whatever you want. This is a real nice app. Yes, it has in-app purchases. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show that most of these apps that are free always have some in-app purchases. And again, if you want those advanced features, pay for them. Okay, this will the in-app features allows you to remove the annoying ads. I don't care if the ads are there personally, but they're cheap, so you can spend $2-3 and buy the app if you want to use it. But if you don't want to spend the money, it's still free, it still works. You could scan your QR codes from your gallery. All kinds of really cool things. The general features include create and scan barcodes, QR codes, save the scan code in your apps. All kinds of neat things here. Definitely check this out. I am toying with the idea of using more QR codes. The only thing that's kind of annoying about a QR code is you got to go into an app to get the QR code to come up. But it's great for simplicity. Anyway, it's a whole nother story. Great app. Highly, highly recommend it. And our last app of the day is called Fax Plus Scanner. The free version is free, and of course the in-app purchases will give you more functionality. If you were ever in a situation where you need to fax something, for those dudes who still don't have email, but there's a lot of situations where people do want to fax, this will convert your documents that are on your smartphone and allow you to fax them anywhere that you want. And you know, it might cost you a couple pennies to send a fax, but this thing is, it's well worth it. It's so convenient. You can actually scan in something and click a button and it's going to fax it wherever you want, over 1,000 countries. Very nicely done. It's affordable. It allows you to choose the most suitable packages that you want. Extended fax options are available. Yeah. But for the most part, fax is free. And it has limited functionality, so you're not going to be able to fax all day all over the world. Understandable. But again, if you're in a situation where you need to fax something quick, you'll spend a buck or two to have that convenience. So again, it's a very nice free app, and I hope that you will check that out. And that, folks, today is going to wrap it up. In the coming weeks, I know the first week in February, I have an interview. We're going to do a review on a product that will help you save your house if you have a water leak. This is a relatively brand new system, and I'm testing it right now. It looks pretty good, so keep tuned for that show. It should be pretty good. And also, throughout the year now, I think we're going to do a lot more live interview product types of things, and I'm also toying around with some very new interesting things that I think you will enjoy and make watching The Gadget Professor, I hope, more interesting. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com.
The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.